Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Hi, Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I received an offer on the phone, and I was just trying to get some information about it.
Okay. Was there a reservation number on there?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what is that number, are those numbers?
The numbers is 2411-4201-0004-5593.
Okay. Okay, let's see her. I'm showing a Rhonda Hilliard.
Hilliard, that's correct.
Okay. And what is the number you're calling from? Is that a mobile number? Is that a business line?
It's our mobile number, but it's our business line.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And what is the name of the business?
The name of, we have two businesses. One, the major business that we've been doing in business, I guess, with commercial is Just Stickers, JUST Stickers. But
okay.
We've been running, but Metroplex Towing is the business that we are expanding. So they run parallel. They both are married. They get the same business name.
Metroplex Towing.
Towing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But our parent company is a company called Just Stickers.
Okay. Are those very different companies?
They're owned by the same people. It's just that we do one of them, Just Stickers, does vehicle state inspection, and Metro Towing Company.
Got it. Okay. And what was your name?
I'm John. I'm Rhonda's husband. I'm the business owner. We got it all the our credit and everything under Rhonda's, which is my wife's, because of various reasons.
Okay, but you're the owner of the business?
I am, yes.
Okay, perfect.
And Rhonda's
all right.
My wife.
Rhonda's your wife. Okay, perfect. And let's see, you're still at the 3401 Memorial Drive address?
We are, yes.
Okay. And what part of the state are you in?
Texas.
Oh, okay. Are you in by Dallas or Houston?
We're between Waco and Austin.
Oh, okay.
Waco and Austin.
Okay.
Between Dallas and Austin. Between Dallas. We're right in the middle between Dallas and Austin.
All right. Been to both cities. It's a great area.
Metroplex is a Waco. We're in Waco.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Is a subsidiary of Waco. We're sitting a foot away from, we're sitting in the middle of Waco, but they didn't annex Beverly Hills in.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, perfect. We do have a lot of different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, we're trying to make sure we've been financing our vehicles, our trucks, our trucks through a company I thought was named Commercial Financing. We was going through a guy named Brian. And then this letter showed up a while back, and we were thinking that they were the same company.
So we go by the name Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Commercial funding, I might say, commercial bank.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe it was a mistake on our half. We were thinking that, we do a business through them, and
mm-hmm.
We thought that this was an extension that they were offering us some,
Oh, okay.
To keep up, we pay our credit and everything up today. We
thought
this was just another branch of extension.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be as much red tape to go through them. And I didn't know if you all were the same people or what.
I'm not sure. Do you know where the other company is located?
Well, he's in Dallas, but he works for several different. I think they do leases and purchases,
mm-hmm.
and they buy our trucks for us.
Okay. So we have a pretty good equipment finance program. We only work with businesses, so we don't work with, do personal financing,
what,
anything like that.
What we're actually looking for now,
mm-hmm.
is we're not really looking for equipment right now. We're in a bill, and it's costing us about $7,000 to $8,000 a month.
Okay.
And we're looking to build a building, which would be for pennies for what
mm-hmm.
we're paying for. I mean, we could actually pay for the building in probably 10 months of what we.
Oh wow! Okay.
What we run by, and if we that's where we're trying to get hold of the money, so we can save ourselves thousands of dollars to build a facility.
Okay. Got it. And you need funding for that?
That's what we was hoping
okay.
to get funding for.
Okay. So once you build the building, then you're going to be eliminating that debt pretty much.
Certain, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's going to save us thousands of dollars a month.
Like, okay.
We can actually pay for the building. We can actually pay for the building in about 9 or 10 months if we can get rid of the rent that we're paying.
Okay. How much money would you need for this project?
Well, we were the project, what we were hoping to, it's about $200,000, but we only wanted to see if we could get $150,000, where we could
okay.
get 50 of our own money.
Okay. Now, how long have you had this business?
This is our 10th year.
Okay. Perfect. And in terms of yearly revenue, what does the business bring in?
We actually have four stores. We actually have four stores, and now with the record business being in it, we'll probably bring in about, $500,000 a year.
Okay. And that's for the towing as well as the other?
We only talk about $250,000, and we don't ever actually do the – we haven't added the towing in as far as a figure yet. So we just say $250,000.
So what do you think, if we were to look at your past 3 months of bank statements, what is being deposited on average per month?
I would probably say $30,000 a month.
Okay. But the company, if the company did $500,000, would it be higher than that?
Nick, is company what?
If the company is doing about $500,000 a year, then would that amount be more per month?
$500,000?
Then more than $30,000?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
I know that when we added our store together, it was about $250,000 a year, and I don't know what that averages out to monthly-wise or not. I don't know what that averages out to.
Okay, and is that for both businesses or just one?
No, it's actually for both.
It's for both, okay.
We actually haven't put the number. We haven't put the record business numbers into our figures yet. So it doesn't include the record business because it's the numbers in there are new. We do about $400 a day in record business at this point when we fix and expand.
Okay. So for this particular program, we do offer equipment financing. I know you don't have a need for that today, but we do offer that. But in terms of the unsecured capital, we would be able to lend 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So as I'm trying to figure out kind of, what we would see in terms of that revenue. Because if it's,
well, what is 15% of $250,000?
So that would be about $37,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
Would that be helpful?
It would not. I mean, we could pull
it wouldn't.
Out our savings. No.
No, okay. You definitely need $150,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you use the funds for anything else? Is there any other projects or anything?
No.
No.
The company we're with, they will buy our vehicles with a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking that we just bought an $83,000 car truck with just a phone call. And
oh yeah.
Get on the phone with him a couple of minutes. So
we wouldn't want to leave
somebody that's that we already built a reputation. We thought that this car was just an addition to that, but
mm-hmm.
it's not. obviously.
Yeah. So I don't even know if they offer this type of financing, but if anything changes and you think that would be helpful, let us know. It's a really easy process. We can have you funded within a day.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good one.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.